Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always. We got our good buddy Kirk Chafis with us, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk is the author of Thinking Inside the Box, the 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. He is the president of Story Worldwide, which is a global PR marketing advertising firm. And he's our good friend, Kirk Chafis. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be back.
It's good to have you back. Hey, one of the things that... I talked with one of my guests earlier about is what we're calling now the new normal. I actually don't like that word normal because there's nothing about my life that's there's nothing about my life that's normal. It's you know things are regular. You know hopefully I get things back to regular, but we never get things back to normal around here. And so I don't even like to use that word usually. But the world not only has changed, it's continuing to change. And one of the things that I've been pointing out to my audience over the last few months is that 2009 is different from 2008 and 7. And it's going to be, in 2010, is going to be different from 2009, meaning that we're heading in a direction, I think the marketplace is heading in a direction that where we've never been before. And I'm not just talking about the normal annual adjustments. I'm talking about a new way of doing business, new way of thinking. What do you think?
I agree. I think some elements of our lives have fundamentally changed. I think the structure of the economy is in the midst of a fundamental change where the manipulation of money for the sake of manipulating money, hopefully, is going away.
Yeah. You mean creating new opportunities to make money without adding value?
Exactly. I'm so irritated. I mean, don't get me started on Wall Street. Because
yeah, me either.
I'm not pleased, and it's really an excellent. It's a great example of how size creates waste, and how making money without adding value. The only way to do that is to steal from the productive economy.
Right.
So we've all been robbed.
I agree, and which I think also what you're saying is something I've been saying, and that is that this is a cycle, this is a down cycle that didn't have to happen.
No, it is quite a manufactured down cycle. Now, we have to acknowledge on the other side of that a great deal of the up cycle didn't have to happen either.
Right.
That it happened too fast, and it looked too good, and that's why none of us had, or very few of us, had the common sense or the self-interest to complain.
None of our hands are completely clean, are they?
Unfortunately, no. I wish I could walk away from this one and say I wasn't part of it, but I enjoyed it as much as everybody else. Now we have to get a lot more efficient. We have to get a lot more real. We have to get a lot more productive. And we also, I mean, what's interesting is that the fundamental changes in our economic life are coming at the same time that, believe it or not, the Internet is finally making a fundamental difference in our economic life as well, and in the way we communicate with one another and in the way we buy and sell things. And all of that is coming together, the revolution in communications, the revolution in media, the revolution in economics, the revolution in globalization, all of these things have finally come together to create a perfect storm for people in every kind of business.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, and to throw into that perfect storm, you throw in government intervention. And regardless of your politics, regardless of whether you like it or don't like it, it is part of the storm.
It is absolutely part of the storm. And regardless of whether you will or won't like the outcome, the uncomfortable thing about government intervention whenever it launches into a new phase, and, you know, not every piece of, again, I think we would all acknowledge that not every piece of government intervention has been a bad idea. The trust busters in,
right,
you know, the early part of the latter
century,
part of the 19th century and the early 20th, did good things. You know, enforcing the antitrust rules is not all bad. And so on and so forth. But when it begins, when something new begins, what you get is uncertainty, no matter, because you can't, government's not predictable.
And that's where we are right now. When we come back, I'm going to get Kirk to tell us, he's going to reveal to us where he thinks we're going. And that's going to happen right after these messages. 20 until the end of the hour, 39 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using it. We got some good stuff there for you. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives, hundreds of Brain Trust members, my blog, my knowledge base, my newsletter. Subscribe to my newsletter when you get a chance there. You can subscribe to everything, really. We'll follow you home if you want us to, which is a big part of what Kirk and I are going to be talking about in just a second. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. By the way, if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Kirk Chaffetz is with us. He's the president of Story Worldwide, the author of Thinking Inside the Box. And Kirk, I use the term follow me home. One of the things that I've been based on some conversations you and I have had and my own experiences with the people who use our content, who use the information that we put out, isn't follow me home going to be one of the big paradigm shifts in the future for reaching customers?
I think it is, and actually I think it is in the present already.
Oh, yeah, no, it's here. It's here, but it's not on steroids like it will be, because everybody doesn't have all the tools. They don't understand how that works, but it basically is built around what I've been saying for a long time, and that is that your website in the future, and even today, but also more and more in the future, is going to be less of a destination and more of a distribution center. What do you think?
It's absolutely true. We actually have just launched one of our clients, and one of my favorite clients, is Klondike Bars. A, they taste great, and B,
exactly. I love those things.
They're a lot of fun to talk about. But the whole strategy for Klondike recently has shifted to exactly what you're talking about, and this is what we're telling all of our clients, is that we call them Klondike Bites. They're little bits of experiences and entertainment,
right,
and microsites and social media engagements that are spread all over the web. Now there are always spokes coming back from that ever-expanding, you know, circle,
right,
that come back to a brand website where you can get more information, more fun, more interaction. But the point is exactly as you have said, to follow your consumers to where they want to be. Meet them where they are. Meet them at their homes. Don't try to drag them into yours, because with, you know, a trillion websites and counting, trying to turn your website into some kind of destination is just pure craziness.
Well, the thing is, you know, one of my favorite stories is a lady who emailed me and said, or she didn't email, I guess she Twittered me. She found me on Twitter, started following me. She wrote me a letter, and she said, Jim, I found you on Twitter. You post your interviews on Twitter. She said, you're one of the few people that I allow Twitter to send the post to my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
And she says, I listen to your show on my iPhone. Now, there's a good chance that this woman has never been to my website.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But she have found a way, and the tools are there, and we're using these tools to follow her home.
Exactly, and those tools are proliferating. There are so many, as you know, so many tools associated with Twitter. TweetDeck is one of my favorites that allows you to follow multiple conversations on Twitter, for example, at the same time, as if it were a form of radio in some interesting ways. This is what is happening to broadcasting. To a certain extent, to traditional broadcasting. Now, you broadcast on the internet. You broadcast in 100 different ways.
On the radio, exactly. Yeah, over North America, right?
And so, all of these, life used to be simple. We used to. Do you remember when we had three networks?
I do. And I was my father's remote control.
Right, exactly. So there used to be a few newspapers, a few networks. We didn't have all that many choices, and communicating with one another and advertising things and selling things was dead simple.
Yeah.
What we've got now is a new complexity, but the richness of that complexity is that there are all of these new publishing platforms. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what Twitter is. It's a publishing platform or a broadcasting platform.
Right.
And what's interesting is those tools are available to everybody. Anybody can be a big deal on Twitter, theoretically. And as you know, there are lots of big deals on Twitter that nobody off of Twitter has ever heard of.
Or cares about.
Exactly. Or will ever care about.
But here's the main thing, though. Main thing we got to do, though, Kirk, in the time we spend together, we got to find a way to make this relevant to small business owners. Because, see, when we talk about the major media, the major social media platforms, this puts off a lot of small business owners because they're trying to make a living. They're making payroll on Friday. The idea of going on Twitter, spending any time on Twitter, is totally foreign to them, and they can't understand how to do this. And so one of the things that I think is important is that concurrent with the social media sites, small business owners need to be doing what you're doing, and that is building customer communities for themselves, their own customer communities, which is what you're doing with Klondike.
It's exactly right. And what we're now talking about more and more is that we are assigning community relations managers to each of our clients' businesses, because you've got a community whether you know it or not.
Right.
Out there somewhere, there are lots of people talking about your business or the business that you are in right this instant.
Right.
And the question is, how do you become part of that conversation?
Hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we've established with our good buddy Kirk Chaffetz, we've established that the world has changed. We got a new world out there. We've established that following people home with some kind of connectivity technology, whether it be social media or whatever, there are a lot of different kinds of tools. That's a big deal. But the other thing, Kirk, that I really think that the way we're going to get small business owners to come around to this is to help them understand that whether they're on Twitter, whether they're on Facebook or whatever, they need to be building their own communities online with customers. And that could part of that component could be email marketing, it could be a newsletter of some kind, or a lot of different ways they can do this. But this is going to be a big part of their future, and I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, obviously, you know from past conversations that I agree with you completely. And I've been saying this to small business owners for a long time, that the great news of the current revolution, the media revolution we are in the middle of, is that money, pure money muscle, is beginning to matter less and less and less. because so much of the media distribution, right, it used to be that, to distribute things on media, you had to spend a fortune to get on network TV.
Just to get through to everybody.
Yeah, table stakes was $1 million to produce an ad and buy enough time so that a significant number of people would see it. That was the way the thinking went. Mm-hmm. Well, flash forward 40 years to today. And now you and I have absolutely free distribution to the entire world. We can send media anywhere. It can be viewed by billions of people, and the cost to us is zero.
Mm-hmm.
Slight exaggeration. You got to get a broadband connection to the web.
But nearly nothing.
Yeah, the cost is $39.95.
But the question, though, is if everybody's doing that, you know, the question is how do you break it? There's still clutter. You still have to, and to me, the way to get around the clutter is to build a community. You establish the values and invite people to join you in those communities.
Absolutely.
And the people who stay are the ones who are your prospects.
It's absolutely true. I tell clients say to me all the time, how can I ever get noticed on the Internet? And I say, you know, there's so much, trillions of websites and this, that, and the other. And I say, look, I live in New York City. It's a big place. If I were to ask myself, how do I get noticed on Manhattan? You know, you either have to do something really horrible like Bernie Madoff,
right,
or something really spectacular like Mayor Bloomberg to get noticed on Manhattan. But in my neighborhood of Manhattan, all the small business, you know, all the store owners know me. The cop on the beat knows me. My, you know, the doorman of the buildings near me know me. I'm known in my neighborhood. The Internet is the same way. You got, and it's what you're saying. You got to pick a community. You have to pick a neighborhood that's the relevant neighborhood to you. Then what social media will allow you to do using search tools, and this is a little complicated, but it's four easy steps
local search.
Can follow. And so you search, number one, for people who are talking about what's relevant to your business. If you're selling flat panel TVs, if you're running a hair salon, whatever it is, you can put in the search terms and see what people are saying about that product, that service, and about you right now on various social platforms. Once you've listened, you've got two choices. Number one, if people are saying nice things about you, pass it on. Spread it out. Retweet it. Put it on your Facebook page. Put it in your e-newsletter. Pass it along. If people are saying bad things about you, make it better. Get in touch with them. Solve the problem. You know, solve the complaint. Work on them.
And the thing is that hopefully by the time somebody says something bad about you, you've already made enough value deposits with the community that what you've already done will take care of that negative thing.
Exactly.
And of course, it gives you an opportunity to fix it if you have messed up.
Precisely. So you build up social capital in these networks by being a nice person.
One thing about it, folks. You and I are not going to have control over these communities. We can build them. We can serve them. We can establish the values of these communities, but we're not going to control them. We do have to be part of what's going on. Hey, Kirk, to be continued. We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely, Jim.
Thank you for being here. Kirk Chaffetz, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'll be back on the other side of the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.